Here's a thought I'll title Stages of Creative Thought. Perhaps in a previous podcast or a previous Here's a Thought commentary, you've heard me mention that the idea of being ready to receive a creative idea is one of the most important aspects of leading the creative life. That is to say, sometimes good ideas pop into our mind from who knows where. They just sort of show up. And fairly early in my photographic life, I realized I had to write these things down. I would never remember them. So I always have something next to my bed so that if I wake up in the middle of the night or if I'm drifting to sleep and I come up with a good idea, I can capture it. I can record it. I can either write it down or do a voice recording. I even have one of those diver's tablets that scuba divers use to write messages to one another underwater. I have one of those in the shower, so that if a creative idea comes up in the shower, I can write it down while I'm soaking wet and capture it, because I know by the time I get out of the shower and get dried off and find a paper and pencil, I'll never remember what it was that I had thought of. For years, I've known this capacity of our subconscious mind to somehow develop a solution. And although that was sort of just my pet theory about how this worked from observing it in my life, I've recently learned that maybe I wasn't so far off. I've been reading, for reasons I can't explain, don't ask. I've been reading a book called The Origin of Consciousness in the Breakdown of the Bicameral Mind. Yeah, I know. But it's by a really brilliant author named Julian Jaynes, J-A-Y-N-E-S. It's a fun book discussing what consciousness is. And there's a lot of surprising ideas he comes up with, but here was one of them. I'll read this paragraph. The essential point here, he says, is that there are several stages of creative thought. First, a stage of preparation in which the problem is consciously worked over. Yeah, that's what we do when we start thinking about a photograph we want to make or a project or a book or whatever. We consciously work it over. He continues. Then a period of incubation without any conscious concentration upon the problem. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Sometimes I let go of it. I think about it just before I go to sleep at night, and when I wake up in the morning, my subconscious mind has solved it. I've figured out the solution. Or the same thing happens when I'm driving through the desert, and I'll think, oh, how am I going to photograph this? It's sagebrush and ticks as far as you can see. What is there to photograph? And so I'll turn on some music and think about something else while I'm driving for a while. And then all of a sudden I'll start seeing things. How does that happen? Because, let me continue with Jaynes, he says, quote, and then the illumination, which is later justified by logic, close quote. So we think about it, we stop thinking about it, and then an illumination comes later, seemingly out of nowhere. Elsewhere in the book, he quotes a German scientist who says this is referred to in the scientific community as the bus, bath, and bed phenomenon. Because sometimes a great mathematical solution will occur to a mathematician when they're getting on the bus. When they're not thinking about the mathematical problem, it just pops in, the solution just shows up. Or when they're in the bathroom shaving, or in my case, showering. Or they're in bed, and all of a sudden the idea pops up. So my experience with this is evidently not that unusual, that it's a well-known phenomenon in certain circles. So I feel more confident now in recommending it. If you're trying to figure out how to do something, how to solve a problem, how to develop a creative idea, consciously work it as far as you can, then let go of it and allow this period of incubation without any conscious concentration upon the problem whatsoever. And then just stand back and wait. when out of the clear blue sky the idea will come. The trick there is that you have to be prepared to receive it, to write it down, to remember it, to record it, because those ideas very likely will pop up when you least expect them, when you're least prepared to remember them, when you're busy doing something else. But there will be the solution, and all you have to do is receive it.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.